Well, I don't really know what's going on. Alyssa, you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay. I don't know what's going on. My co-host is gone. That was weird. It's never happened before. You were calling and it said that if I added him, then you'd be on hold. And if I added you, then he'd be on hold.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, this is really weird. And we're live, so... I mean, it's happening. Guys, Melissa's here. She's the singer-songwriter for the band Minx Miracle Medicine out of West Virginia. I don't know what's going on with Travis. I guess I'll keep fidgeting around in the background while we do this, but... Melissa, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. Sorry about the technical difficulties. You just put out a new album. It's called Pyramid Theories.
Yes.
It's your second album with your partner. It's a drummer guy, and you're a singer, and you play the guitar and what have you. And
yes, yeah.
Well, this is really distracting. This is really freaking me out. So the music I've been in kind of a weird place lately, and it hit me in a weird spot because like I don't think that I'm taking the whole aging thing well, and I think that was, I don't know if it was subliminal or if that was intentional, but like the album kind of seemed to make reference to like aging and thinking about how much better things were when you were young. Am I projecting that, or was that in there somewhere?
Definitely a little bit. Yeah, especially songs like one I'm gonna hopefully get to play. Now I understand the blues, where it's kind of like, you know, you get a little older and you kind of realize like, oh,
you kind of think like, you know, what have I really contributed to all of this?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, there's all that thing that everyone was talking about. Like, they said it would be hard and like, now it's hard. Okay. I thought.
The struggle that I've been having I've been thinking about like, you know, like why creators create, if that makes sense, like, because it's easy for someone to say that you're doing it for yourself, and I guess putting things into the world that you yourself would appreciate, but I mean, I guess it would help a great deal if like other people liked it, I guess, and like what you were making, like you didn't feel alone in it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. For music, I mean, it's a performance art, really. So, you know, you can make music and feel good just like making it for yourself. But then, you know, when you, yeah, I think there's kind of two different kinds of musicians, I guess, like people who do it as an art at home or whatever, and then people who do it for the performance art of it. And
yeah, I guess you kind of get a high from it when it connects with actual people.
Yeah, yeah. And then when it does, it's like, you know, kind of addicting in a way. It's like, wow.
But then do you kind of feel kind of slimy about it? Like, oh man, am I just making this for them? Like, you know, if you get that connection, you want to just keep repeating it over and over again.
But not really, because I don't really think it's something that you can really fake.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't really, you know, when you're sitting up in front of a crowd or whatever playing, you know, you're not really hiding.
Yeah, right, right.
Unless you're an actor. I don't know how they do it, but
I imagine there probably are people that get away with it that just put on like a facade and stuff. But I'd like to think that I have the bullshit detector to tell the difference, but maybe I don't. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's really no way to know.
Do you perform a lot? Like, you guys travel around the country and stuff, and do a lot of like
yeah,
dates
yeah.
and stuff?
We have gone, you know, we live in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia, and we've gone as far as out to Arizona, to Phoenix, and then come back home. And, you know, we do a lot of like West Virginia, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania.
Do you like play with other groups? Like go out with like a tour of sorts, or do you just kind of pick up dates where you can get them?
Well, we were doing a lot of touring on our own and a lot of like weekend runs, but now we're trying to, you know, hook up with other bands and stuff. We're trying to plan something for February with a band called Mike Frazier and the Dying Wild. And he's out of Winchester, Virginia. And then we have a show coming up in December with a guy from Philly in, well, the show's in Winchester, actually. But his name's Roger Harvey. We're pretty excited to play with him. He just put out a record called Gold that we really like. So
the music is Pyramid Theories. It's, I mean, is you thinking about aliens and stuff? There's
thinking about aliens, thinking about
something I can get behind.
Hey, sure. Drunk,
what's up, buddy?
Melissa, Drunk's here.
Hello,
Drunk. We're talking to Melissa from Minx Miracle Medicine.
Sweet.
She's thinking about aliens,
and we were just talking about aliens. Yes, that specific song is kind of about aliens, but also actually about like the theory that the pyramids were actually power generators.
What?
I love it. This is ancient alien stuff. This is all up my alley for sure.
Yes. So, you know, I'm not an expert or anything, but I'm...
So is there something hidden in there that they feed off of, or?
So the Nile used to run really close to the Great Pyramids. And so it was this whole thing of like the water running underneath generated electricity that could be like channeled upward to the point.
Like a dam.
Well, that, yeah. They say that, you know, the Earth's natural magnetic field runs right over the pyramids. So that's also a... something that helps to generate power towards the pyramids. So,
yeah. And then they said that Tesla like invented a very similar, like one of his free energy designs. Like he believed that like energy should be free and available to everyone. Electricity, I guess.
See, but, see now this stuff isn't relatable at all, Drunk. You see, like the songs, the love songs and stuff. See, that's something that a lot of, you can't accuse Melissa of making music for wide berth of people because she's
look, you write one love song, you've written them all.
we all know
the story.
We're getting into some pretty wild stuff here.
This song is just for Giorgio Tsoukalos and Eric Von Daniken. It's not for you, Mike.
And if you're out there, Giorgio,
he's an avid listener. I know he is.
You were going to play a song, right? You had a song you wanted to do?
Yeah, yeah. I've got my guitar.
She's got her guitar. Excited about this. I don't know why Travis can't get in here. It's bumming me out. Travis will have to listen to the podcast, I guess, Drunk.
That happens. I have to do it every now and again. So,
guys, Minx Miracle Medicine, her new album Pyramid Theories is out now. This is a song off of it. It's not about pyramids, this one.
No, this isn't a love song, but yeah. This is not a song about pyramids. Why do I need anybody? Myself when I was crying alone in my bedroom, praying for somebody else, someone to open the door frame, let all the cold air in. Oh, it reminds reminds me of my expectations of warming up this old house again. I went and pulled all the mirrors down, loaded them up in my car. 'Cause every time I really look at myself, I can see exactly who you are. Died, I was barely 22, but now I'm only a little older now, and I think I finally understand the blues. Oh, the way it grabs a hold of you, makes you do things you never thought you were gonna do, turn the inside out of you too. Now I understand the blues. Tell everybody I only needed myself when I was stranded alone on the roadside, praying for someone to help. I put my hands in my pockets, filled as much as I could fit. I started walking alone, 10 o'clock at night. Nobody came down that road again. I went and pulled all the mirrors in, plastic bag in the door. I wrote a note saying I'm broke down, so they know what their delay is for. Fog on the hillside when the old ways died, I was barely 22. Though I'm only a little older now, I think I finally understand the blues. Oh, it's a way it grabs a hold of you, makes you do things you never thought you were gonna do, turn the inside out of you too. Now I understand the blues. Why do I need anybody? 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 Why do I need anybody?
It's really good.
That was so good.
It was really good.
Thank you.
Melissa, it hits me in the feels, drunk.
It does.
Melissa, the last time we had a musician on, the last tweet that he ever sent was saying that he was going to be on our show, and then he just dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to him. We worry about him all the time.
Uh-oh.
It was like a year ago, Melissa. He dropped off the face of the earth. I don't know where he went.
That happened to one of my favorite artists.
They just disappeared?
Connie Converse. Just
guys,
disappeared.
If any of you have seen Connie Converse, let us know. We're worried about her now too.
Yes, that's horrible.
It's weird when they just kind of go away, right? Don't you feel like they gotta like write that long post saying, you know,
guys,
it didn't like work out the way I thought it
would.
Gotta
have your final diatribe.
This is why I'm leaving. Goodbye forever. But sometimes people just go away.
Goodbye forever.
And we don't know why.
I think I wouldn't do that. I think I would just end it and let people in suspense.
Let people wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's the Irish goodbye, right?
Yep.
Just walk out. Be gone. Well, I mean, granted, we're talking about Twitter. I mean, the guy lives in like Arkansas or something. He's probably fine.
Right.
Oh.
Or he just opened a new Twitter account. Who knows? But yeah, it's weird.
Well, at least our show is the last thing that
yeah, it'll live on forever at the top of this timeline.
The last tweet,
Melissa. The Minx Miracle Medicine Pyramid Theories is on the Spotify. Are you good with Spotify? Artists are back and forth on Spotify. What's your standing on it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion. I mean, it certainly doesn't move a needle with any like earnings.
You
so.
Get like 0.014 cents every 100 times it's played or something like that.
Yeah, that's actually higher than what I thought it was, which was 0.004.
So, yeah, guys, buy it, I guess, is the message here.
If you can. I mean, I don't mind, like, you know, if you don't have the means, for sure,
stream
go for
it first, see if you like it, and buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. There you go. Melissa, thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit. We're going to try to find Travis.
I hope he didn't also disappear.
Just disappear into the abyss forever.
Maybe we'll have to get her back for a drunkyoki. A duet.
I don't know what that is, drunk. No, we're not doing that. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good one.
You too. I don't know what the hell happened with Travis. I wasn't able to add them both. I panicked. And I think Travis is mad at me now.
That's okay. Better than, you know, a Keith Morrison situation where,
Grant Morrison, but okay.
Whatever.
Bring that up. Yeah. Again. Sure.